Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. India and Pakistan, Kashmir. Decades of ill favor, ill wind, ill luck, and right now war fighting between two very powerful states, Pakistan and India, over a piece of land that is both beautiful and dangerous to people who live there. In these last days, we've had evidence that terror group out of Pakistan deliberately massacred Indian couples on their honeymoons or reliving their beautiful walk in Kashmir. Deliberately singled out the men who were Hindu and executed them. That has led to India's complete domination of this story. And to help me understand how this is viewed right now in Delhi and throughout the vast continent, Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute and the Wall Street Journal editorial page joins. Sadanand, the massacre was meant to provoke. It did. Right now, we've had air combat confirmed. We've had some artillery reported. But the language here in these last hours at the end of the week is that we will not de-escalate, says Pakistan. And that what we're looking at here is a confrontation that can easily get much worse. Where did this come from all of a sudden? Is there any driver in the neighborhood? Because we've been watching, you and I have been talking for some time about peaceful matters in the subcontinent. Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. Well, in a nutshell, I think a lot of this is being driven by instability within Pakistan and the perilous grip on power that the current army chief, who's the most powerful person in the country, the prime minister doesn't really count for much, the current army chief general Asim Munir faces. Just to give your listeners a very quick rundown of what has happened, and there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation flying around, but the best that we can make of this is that on April 22nd, there was that horrific terrorist assault that you mentioned, where 26 Indians were killed. Most of them were Hindu males who were, you know, asked to basically prove that they were not Muslim and then murdered for that, for the crime of not being Muslim. Obviously, there's outrage in India because the people who were killed came from all different parts of the country, right? Like you said, there were honeymooning couples, there were, you know, people just out there with their young children, people out there with their whole families. They were just visiting this meadow, many of them, to get away from the searing heat of the plains. So obviously, emotions have been running very high in India. India announced earlier this week that it had struck 9 pieces of terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan. So that is India's sort of first response, has been the missile strikes. These were likely missiles fired from aircraft, but in a sort of standoff mode, which is fired from aircraft in India without crossing into Pakistani airspace. Pakistan claims to have shot down several Indian aircraft. My assessment is that they have successfully shot down at least one Indian Rafale. It's not clear to me if some of the larger claims that the Pakistanis have made, for example, they claim to have shot down 5. I haven't seen evidence of that, but it does seem that India lost at least one aircraft during the time of the missile strikes. Since then, there's been stepped up artillery fire. Pakistanis have launched drones on Indian military facilities and air bases. The Indians have launched drones, and they say that they have hit the air defense system in Lahore and at least one other air defense system in Pakistan. The Pakistanis have said that they are not going to de-escalate. So it's a very fluid situation. I would say that this is the closest that we have seen to a full-scale war since the, you know, conflict between the two countries in 1999, in which hundreds of soldiers were killed.
In these last hours, the Vice President of the United States, Mr. Vance, has said that it's, quote, none of our business. That leads me to ask this. Is there a transnational body or a state who can act as an arbiter in this matter to get the two sides talking to de-escalate? Is there anybody who is trusted by both Islamabad and Delhi?
Unfortunately, no. And the reason for that is that, you know, we've been seeing something like a Cold War shaping in the subcontinent for quite a while now. And John, you and I have talked about this. And, you know, broadly speaking, there are always nuances. But broadly speaking, the U.S. and India have been getting closer militarily and otherwise. And Pakistan is essentially a client state of China. That's not something new, but it does have significance because I think the Chinese are willing to supply the Pakistanis with high-grade military equipment and so on. So, you know, the U.S. would not, but the U.S. would still have a certain amount of sway over Pakistan for sort of historical reasons and because the U.S. is the world's leading power, but the U.S. does not have the kind of, ability to just step in and broker a ceasefire. Similarly, the Indians have a very fraught relationship with China. The Indians are not going to take the Chinese as a sort of serious mediator. I think what could happen is that if the larger powers, specifically the U.S., China, and Russia, were to act in concert and to speak to both governments, and particularly to lean on the Pakistanis to not escalate, it's possible that the Pakistanis would stand down and we'd leave it at that. This would be similar to what happened in 2019, where the U.S. did play an active role and there were kind of tit-for-tat strikes after another terrorist attack in India. And after those tit-for-tat strikes, both countries, both India and Pakistan, basically declared victory to their own people and went home. So that would be, I think, you know, from the point of view of peace, that would be an ideal outcome. I do not think it is particularly likely right now, because if things ended right now, John, the Pakistanis would have lost a lot of face because the Indians have conducted missile strikes, not just in the Pakistan-controlled part of Kashmir, but also in Punjab, which is the heartland state, which is where the military recruits from. It's politically the most important state and so on. So the Pakistani army would have a lot of pressure to respond after the Indian strikes. And in India, there is absolutely no mood to back down.
There is a report in London with a photograph of an air-to-air missile, Chinese-made, with a serial number, long range, over the horizon. What is the significance of that?
I believe this is a PL-15. I'm not a military expert, but I've been reading, I've been reading the news reports. And from what I gather, one of those has landed in Indian territory largely undamaged. I think it's significant because the U.S. will be very curious to know more about, you know, Chinese missile capabilities. And I'm pretty sure that the Indian Army and Air Force will be looking at it very closely and will be sharing information on this with their American colleagues.
You say that Pakistan is a client of China. Does that mean that Pakistan operates with the permission of China? How does that relationship work out? We have 30 seconds.
I think they have a certain degree of autonomy, but I don't think that they would, you know, if the Chinese just stepped in and said, you need to stop now, the Pakistanis would stop.
And India at this point, is it expecting escalation? What is the word in Delhi on the street?
India is expecting escalation and is prepared for escalation and is prepared to retaliate.
Sadanand Dume writes the East is East column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's at the American Enterprise Institute. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.